My story begins 4 years ago when I became pregnant with my now 3-year-old. And at the time, I had given many talks on implicit bias. I had given my students assignments, particularly around gendering children, because I was teaching reproductive and sexual health classes in undergrad. And so when I became pregnant, my husband, who is an LGBTQ plus ally as well, we started having this conversation about what did we want the environment that our child grew up in, what did we want that to look like, what decisions were we going to make. And the first decision we made as a couple was that we weren't going to find out the sex of our baby. And we didn't think that was too crazy because it wasn't that long ago that you couldn't find out anyway. And unfortunately, as we started getting to a place where we felt comfortable about telling people our exciting news about having a baby, and we got closer to our baby shower, and we told people about our journey, they would always say, "Oh, congratulations." And then the very next question was always, "What are you having?" And we would be really excited, and we would say, "Oh, we're going to wait and find out and be excited." And we were really confused because most of the reactions were not only negative, but we would get questions like, and these were good intentioned people, but they were saying, "Well, what are we supposed to buy for your baby?" And so I would gently say, "Well, are there different things that girls and boys need?" Or they'd say, "Well, how are you going to decorate the nursery?" Or "How are you going to dress your baby? I mean, if your baby's not in blue or pink, then they're going to mistake your baby for, the sex that he or she isn't." And I thought, well, I don't see that overly problematic. I'm happy to let them know. And if they, mistaken it, then, I'll address that. And so anyway, I spent the rest of my pregnancy having to counter all of these strange to me questions. And one thing that I found out that I had been lied to about was, before I became pregnant, I was told that the gendering of children really starts when the birth attendant pulls the baby out and says, "It's a boy," or "It's a girl." And obviously, the gendering of children starts when you find out that you're pregnant. So that's one thing that I learned. And so I had asked my birth team, who was amazing and wonderful and respectful, that when my baby was born, that they not say anything, unless there was a medical issue and they needed to communicate that and talk about that. But I wanted, my husband and I really wanted to control what those first few hours would be like for my baby. And I spent my entire pregnancy thinking about that perfect thing I was going to say to my baby, the first words that my baby was going to hear. And I didn't plan that I was going to have a 51-hour labor. And I didn't plan in the context of a natural labor, so unmedicated. So if we fast forward to that 51st hour, I've been pushing for 4 hours, and I was in my most mammalistic state that you could imagine. I was really feeling very fierce at that moment and just doing everything that I could to just get that baby out. And I gave that last final push, and there is my beautiful baby, and I raised my arms out to get my baby, and my birth attendant brings my baby forward, kind of like, Simba on the Lion King, and I'm like reaching out, and, here's my chance now, right? I'm going to say what I've been thinking of the whole time, right, about that beautiful message that my baby's going to hear. And you know what my baby heard? it's a boy. And I thought, And for me, that is by far, personally, the best illustration I have of how deeply ingrained implicit bias is, and how, you know, how so unconscious it is. And kind of in closing, what was interesting was the other choice that my husband and I made was that we decided that we wanted our son, who identifies as a cisgender male, and so right now, that's how we refer to him. But we decided that we just wanted to create a loving, supportive, safe space for him to learn about his world, to learn about himself, about his identity, part of that being his gender identity. And we immediately were labeled as raising a non-gendered child. And if for anyone who has ever been labeled as any minority, you know that as soon as you get that label, you immediately become the spokesperson for that very diverse group. Thank you. So I rejected that, firstly, because I don't know what I'm doing. Right? This is a cis-normative culture in which I'm trying to make some decisions for my child to give him a space to just be safe and loved and feel like he can be who he wants to be, and that he doesn't have to be locked into that identity, and that he can grow and he can evolve. And so I'm frustrated because every single day as a parent, I have to come home and I have to counter all of the messaging that he's getting from different places. And so it's a struggle. But I have to say that I would not want it any other way, because I feel so strongly about it, and I'm so proud to have a son who, when I ask, "Are you ready to go to the store?" he comes out in his beautiful pink high heels and his Superman cape and his cowboy hat, and he's ready to go, and he has no pants on, because three-year-olds never wear pants. And it's beautiful, and I love it, and I really hope that more parents will start to think about how we might shift these cultural norms. Thank you.